Mike and John in the morning, and Sheriff Mike Murphy. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to have you on the air with us this morning. Now, I know when we talked about 3 weeks ago, one of the concerns you had about us staying home and staying in was the potential for possibly some domestic violence calls. So how are things with that with the Sheriff's Department?
Well, you know, my crystal ball was right. We have noticed an increase in domestic violence as well as mental health calls. And anybody in this profession saw that coming when you have a pandemic that we have and you keep people cooped up and they, you know, basically stream media 24/7 talking about how bad things are and hop on social media. I mean, even if you are an extremely healthy person when it comes to mental health and have a great relationship, there's a lot of stress there that, you know, ultimately adds up. And if you're not very healthy mentally or in a relationship, then it, you know, breaks down that much faster.
So. I mean, do you have any idea in terms of the amount of increase that's occurred? I mean, just a rough percentage?
I would say countywide, probably 30%, but that's just a guess.
Well, that's a lot. And then you have the fact that we hear these stories where people are buying more alcohol, too. And that probably adds to that.
Yeah, because that's essential, right?
Well, that's apparently for some. Yeah.
So, you know, and it's interesting when it comes to these calls. I mean, you know, here in the newsroom, we've got a police scanner that we are listening to all the time. And so I'm sort of listening throughout the day to the scanner calls. And, you guys are responding to a lot of calls from people that are making complaints about perceived violations of the executive order. And
yeah, so,
even on my end, I'll sit there, and I know other people that are listening in, because you can listen online and other places.
Sure.
And people that are listening, and you listen to the call, and you go, well, that sounds stupid. And yet, you guys have to respond to every call.
We do, and we mumble that under our breath, too, right? That's pretty stupid.
So.
But countywide, we've all pretty much adopted the same policy that, of course, we're going to respond to those, whether it's by telephone or in person. We've really changed the way we've done business on a lot of things and tried to take care of things over the phone as opposed to in person. But, yes, we're responding to those. And, you know, in the beginning, it was more of an education piece, but I think everybody now gets it, and there shouldn't be any flagrant violations.
Have you had to write any tickets or, you know, cite people for violations?
I'm only aware of two in the county, one by us and one by the state police. And the state police case was somebody went to a business, they were closed, they called 911 all upset because the business was closed, and the trooper got there and went, really, dude, you drove from Ann Arbor here for that? No, here's your ticket. we had one Easter Sunday, as a matter of fact, that indulged a little too much and felt it essential to go resupply his stock of cigarettes and straighten out a curve. So he went to jail, and we'll charge him with the executive order violation as well. But, you know, I mean, listen, guys, realistically, there's not one of us that hasn't violated that thing in some fashion, right? I mean, whether it's just to get out of the house and go for a drive, technically that's against the order. But I think overall in the county, everybody has done a very good job. They understand the gravity of this thing, and, you know, everybody's behaving. So.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. When you talk about the executive order and you talked about the guy going to a business that was closed, now, have you found any, and you don't have to name off if you have, the particular business, but have you found maybe a business that's operating that considers itself essential but really isn't, hasn't fallen under that essential?
Yeah, and we've had conversations with them, and again, in the beginning it was an education piece and then a warning letter. To my knowledge, the folks that we've said, hey, this is a pretty extreme stretch here, they've since closed up. I don't know that anybody's operating anymore.
No, this might be more of asking you to venture into the realm of politics, but at this point, it seems like there's going to have to be some accommodation to these orders. They go through April 30th. It doesn't seem as if the legislature is inclined to extend them as they are now, much beyond that. So are you assuming that there's going to be some let up, that we're going to see some sort of phased in reopening to try and, I guess, relieve the pressure valve on this?
Yeah, if that doesn't, well, let me clarify this by saying if the numbers stay the same, they continue to either stay flat or decline, and there's not some major revisions come May 1st, there'll be an all-out revolt. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's where people are at right now. And I don't think, I think everybody gets it again, and I think if the governor had extended the order, the original order, I think, again, people would kind of understand that. But to put additional restrictions on, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, that was ludicrous. Here's the one of the major problems with the order. So if the speed limit sign is 55, there's a law that says the speed limit's 55, and you're going 60 miles an hour, technically you're breaking the law, we can write you a ticket, right?
Right.
The executive order, there are things that are specific, but 90% of what's going on and the information out there is basically in the frequently asked questions. It's promulgated through frequently asked questions. That's not the way to put out an order, because then it's just up to the individual's opinion, i.e. the governor, her staff, the AG's office, or whatever. It's not based on the order, if that makes sense. And that's the other thing that really complicates this thing, because there's a ton that is in the frequently asked questions that says, no, this is a violation. But if you look at the order, it doesn't show that. So
it leaves it. It's too open to interpretation.
A lot of gray areas out there.
Yeah.
So, in terms of being out there and dealing with these calls, how are your deputies and others? How are they staying safe in this time?
You know, I gotta say, and I've said this before, but our public safety, police, fire, EMS, 911, and of course the health department in on this one too. We are really a model for the state. We've got a great thing. Our employees have great attitudes. Now, of course, there's always that one or two, right, that you wouldn't mind sidelining. But for the most part, everybody, staff-wise, they get it. They're doing the same thing. They don't want to get sick. They don't want to get their fellow employees sick. They certainly don't want to take anything back to their families. So, we've had universal precautions in place pretty much since day one. And again, by limiting our contact with folks, by taking care of things over the phone and finding other ways to do business, that's really helped. And frankly, the sheriff's office, was a little bit ahead of the curve because, if you know, we've got a jail to be concerned about too, right? So we started putting procedures in place probably before most agencies did that just deal with the police end of things and not have to worry about the jail. So,
Have you managed to keep it out of the jail so far?
Yes, knock on wood. Right. We've got a great
knock on for Micah.
We've got a great staff there as well. With the addition, and our population's about half of our capacity, which is awesome, because that allows us the ability to quarantine folks. So on a fresh arrest, they're actually quarantined for 14 days before they go into general population if they don't post bond, which fortunately we have that luxury. A lot of counties don't. So we've been, and then we've got a phenomenal nursing staff that have put policies and procedures in place and stuff too. So yes, we're very fortunate.
Great to hear. Sheriff Mike Murphy from Livingston County Sheriff's Department, thanks for joining us this morning. Mike, stay safe, stay healthy, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
My pleasure. Thanks, fellas. Have a good day.